Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. And it's just me and you this next couple of segments. I've got some things I want to talk to you about, just you and me. I want to talk about, these are some things that have been percolating inside my head, and I've been talking a little bit about some of these things over the last few weeks with our guests and getting some thoughts out there. But I wanted to tell you directly, just you and me, what I think about where we are in our economy and where I think we're going to go, where I think we're going to be over the next, at least the next few months and the next year, and what I think you should be preparing for. And these are just my thoughts. First, I want to talk about the subprime, what people are calling the subprime meltdown. If you don't know what that is, this is where a lot of people, companies, mortgage companies, created products, mortgage products, that allowed some people to borrow more money than they could really afford to pay back. And so, and think about this, for many, many years, people financed cars for no more than 3 years, because the price of a car amortized over 3 years was something the average person could pay for. Well, when cars started going up quite a bit more, they started stretching those payments out over 5 years, right? Now you can even borrow money on some cars for 72 months, not 60 months, but 72 months. And the whole idea is to get the payment to a level where you can afford it on your income. And if you can do that, if you can stretch things out like that, you can bring in more customers. This is something very similar to what's been done with the housing industry. In order to get more people to buy more houses than they could afford, buy bigger houses and to get more churn in the economy and sell more houses and sell more mortgages, of which the mortgage originators then took fees on and then upstreamed to securities companies who securitized those mortgages and sold them as securities around the world. But what had to happen before any of that could happen, before this explosion in mortgages could happen, they had to come up with some devices, some products that would allow people to be able to borrow money to buy houses at prices that they really couldn't afford if they were set up on what would be the traditional classic mortgage setup, which would be that you pay 20% down and the mortgage is for 80% of the value of the property, and it be for, let's say, a fixed rate of interest over 30 years, let's say. Now, that's a classic setup. Well, for years we've had insurance where you could borrow up to 95% of a loan. You pay a little extra insurance, and people have been able to get into houses with only 5% down. But there have been some products recently created for 100% financing, maybe even 110 or 20% financing. Yes, that's right. And they structured the loans in such a way people were able to make interest-only payments for 3 or 5 years, or have a lower introductory interest rate, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, all those things were beyond the norm, beyond what we know are good mortgage practices, and it created a lot of activity, and a lot of people were able to buy houses they couldn't afford. Well, we always knew that kind of behavior was not going to be sustainable, and so now we have what they're calling the subprime meltdown. Now, what? In the U.S. mortgage landscape is less than 5%. all of them are not going to not the lion's share of all the mortgages. So I don't think, I think there are going to be some areas, as I've said all along when we talked about the real estate bubble, I think there are going to be some areas that are going to be hit hard. In fact, some areas are being hit hard right now. I think Atlanta, I was talking to somebody in Atlanta recently. I think they're being hit hard. Their house price, housing prices were very, very high during all this time. I think Miami's probably going to have a hard time. Maybe Denver, I'm not sure. But some of the larger cities are probably going to have a hard time. I don't think it's going to be as big a deal in flyover America and out in the burbs, so to speak, way out in the rest of America. I think that this subprime thing is not going to be as big a deal as a lot of people think it is. Now, what I do believe, though, even if I'm wrong, even if it's going to be a little bit bigger deal than I think it is, here's where I think the greatest danger is. I don't think it's in the fundamentals, because the fundamentals in the United States economy are pretty darn strong. I don't think it's in the fundamentals. I don't think we've got a fundamental economic problem, because unemployment is record low. Employment is record high. Interest rates are not high. Inflation is in check. 2 million jobs in America are open now that need to be filled by a qualified person. That's a danger right there. But the fact that we've got that much open opportunity, those are the fundamentals that I look at, ladies and gentlemen. And again, inflation, now some of the negatives, $3 gasoline, that's not good. No question about it, that's not good. And there may be some exposure from credit card debt that could be, that could trigger some problems. But fundamentally, this economy is strong. And here's where I think the danger is. I think that even if the fundamentals that we have cause us to have a slower 08 than we had in 07, I think if we go into something that turns ugly, like any kind of a sustained recession, say over a period of 2 or 3 quarters, I think that will happen more because we talked ourselves into it than because that's actually how the performance shows. And I will talk about that when we come back, how you and I can actually talk ourselves into an economic downturn and how we can avoid that. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Hi, Jim. This is Beverly Inman Ebel, author of Talk Is Not Cheap at TalkListen.com. Congratulations on the 10th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Way to go, Jim. You did not stop at dreaming. You did it.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me today. I'm talking about, it's just you and me today. Just you and me for right now. I'm talking about this economic situation we find ourselves in right now, what we may find ourselves in the future. You know, you can line up 50 economists right now, and half of them will say we're going to be in a recession next year. Oh, you know, woe is me, we'll all be killed, that kind of thing. And the other half will say, you know, it's not going to be that bad. And maybe some of them will say, you know, we're not going to be in a recession. It's not going to be a recession. And I don't know if it's going to be somewhere in the middle. And I don't know what's going to happen. But here's what I do know. I know that I believe in you, small business owners. And I'm not being Pollyanna here. I believe in you because you and I believe in ourselves. That's what makes this country what it is, the United States what it is. That's what makes our marketplace what it is. It's what makes your business. I mean, look at what you've done. I mean, just think about what you've done. If you're like me, and I bet many of you are, you're not supposed to be doing this. you weren't supposed to survive. You weren't supposed to be doing, you're not supposed to be celebrating a 10th anniversary or even a first anniversary or whatever. You weren't this the you've done whatever you've done against all odds. And you believed in yourself when nobody else would believe in you. And you did it. And sometimes you did it because maybe you didn't know you weren't supposed to do it. I know that's my case. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to do this. And so that's what I think we need to think about for 08. Whatever the marketplace hands us, you and I are not going to be able to do much about except just to keep working and believing in ourselves. And so what I'm going to encourage you to do, and I've said this a little before, I want to encourage you to focus on your own business. Focus on your customers. When you, if you're making decisions about the future, if you're thinking about where you're going to go in the future, check with your customers. When you listen to the talking heads on television, and they're telling you, you know, that they're talking about Wall Street, and Wall Street's up today 200 and down today 200 and on and on and on. They're talking about all these different things that Wall Street's experiencing. I want you to remember something. Wall Street is Wall Street, and you're Main Street. And if the economy is a dog, if the marketplace is a dog, you're the dog, you're the body, and Wall Street is the tail. And what I want to encourage you to do is not let the, let's not let the tail wag the dog. Small business owners, you're more than half of the U.S. economy. You are, as a group, small business owners in America, represent the largest economic block on planet Earth. That's right. I bet you never thought about it like that, have you? But this, it's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And so I want you to realize that if you and I continue to believe in ourselves, and if we practice fundamentals and check with our customers, make sure our customers have everything they need, you and I will lead this country out of whatever economic downturn we may be about to go into. And that downturn has, if we have one, has been created by really something, not you and me, it's been created by, really by, in some ways, by Wall Street, because of the securitization of all these mortgages and other factors. $3 a gallon gas is not going to be good. I'm going to tell you right now, you know, a sustained $3 a gallon gas is going to have an impact. There's no question about it. But I want you to realize that you and me believing in ourselves is the best tonic, the best solution that this country can have. Remember this, folks. Entrepreneurship, that's you. Entrepreneurship is courageous. But how many times have you heard capital is a coward? See, Wall Street is not entrepreneurial. Wall Street is all about capital. Capital is a coward. That's Wall Street. Wall Street doesn't believe in itself because they don't make anything. Wall Street doesn't make anything. They don't make sales. They don't walk up and knock on the door of a customer's office and say, "Hi, will you buy from me?" They don't do things like that. Nothing happens on Wall Street until you make it happen on Main Street. Wall Street is a derivative. Everything that happens on Wall Street is a derivative of what you do on Main Street. So, small business owners, stop listening to any of the woe is me stuff on the Wall Street stories, and you start paying attention to what you do. Stick to your knitting. Focus on yourself. Focus on your customers. I'm not telling you not to pay attention to some of the economic indicators that you're going to get that come out of New York, let's say. I'm not saying you to turn telling you to turn the television off. I'm just saying don't let that any kind of hysteria that you might hear coming out of Wall Street. Don't accept that. Take the information that's viable, that's appropriate, and continue to believe in yourself. You and I, believing in ourselves, will lead this country out of whatever we're about to go into next year, whether it's a light slowdown or a recession, whatever it is. I know one thing. I plan on being in business on the other side of whatever we're going into. Don't you? Let's lead this country out of that. And you and I can do that, small business owners, because we believe in ourselves. Was hanging on, Johnny, he was holding on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.